This is your host, David Ramos, your host of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. And what is up? I'm super excited because right now we got video. And I love this right now. I really do. I really do love this. But I want to talk about something that really is just huge. And so many people have the wrong mindset of it. So many people think it's easy. It's just easy to be consistent. But can I tell everybody something huge that we miss with being consistent? That if you can be as consistent as possible in life, but if you miss this one piece, it will mean nothing. And that's the key in persistence. Persistence is what allows you to be truly consistent. Because persistence is you pushing yourself always to get better. Persistence is getting back up. You can be consistently on the ground. You can be consistently an alcoholic. You can be consistently in bad habits and it will mean nothing because you weren't persistent to change. You weren't persistent to get better in your life. You weren't persistent to feedback. You weren't persistent to just be like, okay, man, I messed up. I dropped down. I was like, I drop, like that drop, 808 drop. But for real, we so many times miss the mark because everyone's like, is, and I'm like this too. If you heard me earlier this year, you will know that I'm all about consistency is key. But you can be consistent 24/7. But if you're not persistent in learning and doing and being pushing back all the resistance against you, you're never going to grow. You're never going to grow. Because this is what it is, yo. If I lift a 20-pound weight every single time I go to the gym, 20 pounds is actually a lot. I personally actually do lift 20-pound weight, even though I can probably bench way more and lift way more. I do that a lot. But let's use a more realistic example, like 10 pounds or 15 or 5 pounds. Actually, let's go with 20, right? Let's say I was to do that. For a whole year. Will I actually get stronger? If I was to use a resistant band, I was doing the same amount of reps, same amount of sets. And if every time I felt like it was too hard, I stopped. But I kept going back at it like an hour later or kept going back an hour later. But every time it got harder for me, I just didn't push through. I felt like every time there was a limit, I just stopped, then there would be no growth. There would be no change. Because guess what? You're surrendering yourself to the same old limits over and over and over again. So therefore, you will never really be able to overcome that limit and truly tap into your potential. Because your potential is right outside the gates of your limits. Your potential is never inside. Why do you think not everyone hits their potential? It's because not everyone pushes past their limits. And it's good to understand your limits so that way you can push past them. It's huge. It's huge. Because if someone's annoying you at work, if someone's bothering you in the office, if something's really irritating you in your head, and you're just like, oh, it is what it is, then, and you just let that thing go, are you really going to change? Are you really going to learn anything? Man, oh, you really got to learn. Like, that's the whole thing, because if you're not persistent and pushing past, you're never going to really learn. Your muscles are never going to get bigger. You're never going to get stronger. You know what I'm saying? And I'll tell you about this. And this is the biggest muscle that persistence works out. It's your most important muscle in everything you do in life. Yes, building a website, you do use this muscle. Yes, doing a podcast, you do use this muscle. Yes, being a great designer or artist, you do use this muscle. Being a leader, you do use this muscle. And that's your heart. Now, I could go on the anatomy part of it, the biology, blah, blah, blah. But y'all, just you guys know, your heart pumps blood. That takes a muscle to pump the blood. But that part out of the way, let's go with will. Willpower is a muscle. You got to work at every single day. If you're not constantly challenging yourself in uncomfortable environments, instead of skimming those bys, instead of taking them head on, you're not working out your most important muscle. So work out. Or in J. Cole's word, work out. And the sample that he used with Kanye, work out. Work out. I love you guys so much. This has been another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. Y'all take care. Y'all stay blessed and stay beautiful. Come on. Come on, baby.